Hey guys, I really appreciate you and thank you so much for even for doing what you do and for being who you are in Christ. I thank you so much for even hitting the website and listening to this stuff. And it's really on my heart to talk to you for a second, because a lot of ministries, they have prayer teams and they have everything else, and this is not that type of ministry. And we're not saying that because we don't want to. We're saying that because my buddy Dan and I, all we do is we run. So we're itinerant ministers, but we don't even have like a home base that people could come to our building. We have a home church, but it's not like it's a Neck Ministries church. See, Neck Ministries was designed. The reason why we call it the Neck is because what we're doing is we're going across the nation and sometimes out of the country, but mostly for the United States, because we're really called to the United States right now. And what we do is we travel to different places and we're teaching the body of Christ what it means to be the church. We're not teaching the body of Christ to come to me for prayer. We're teaching the body of Christ to be the church, that everybody, it says in the Bible, it says that these signs will follow those that believe. It doesn't say these signs will follow those with a special gift of healing. It says those that believe in my name, they'll lay hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. You know, Jesus said in John 14:12 that he who believes in me, these same things that I do, they're going to do, and greater things, because I'm going to go to be with the Father. And the Holy Ghost was going to be poured out, and he knew that. Because when Jesus sat at the right hand of God, he poured out the Holy Spirit. Jesus was the perfect model of what it means to be a man that walks with God. He didn't do what he did as God. He did what he did as a man in perfect relationship with God. He was fully God and fully man, but he laid the fully God part aside and humbled himself and became a bondservant. He became what it meant to walk as a man filled with God. And we as Christians are to be men and women that are full of God. Now, I understand that the revelation upon this can differ, and I'm walking in a revelation that he gave me. But everybody has the same privilege to walk in this revelation. So what we do is we teach and we train and equip the body of Christ to do the works of the ministry. And the works of the ministry isn't just to have a ministry. The works of the ministry is that a life yielded to God, filled with the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, will do great exploits because God, through them, Jesus said, if you don't believe me through what I say, at least believe me through what I do, for it's the Father who dwells in me who does the works. So what we do is train and equip people to do the works, because it's not so much in what you say, it's really about who you are. Because the only word you really know is the word that you walk out. So God's given us a revelation of this, but we don't have a phone number that you can just call and have us call you right back. So what I've done is I've set up a list of prayer requests that are on the website right now. And what you can do is go into those things for each individual prayer. And you can go and just listen to the prayer of faith. Because what I did was just prayed the prayer of faith on this website. But please understand that we don't have a huge prayer line 24/7. A lot of ministries are set up that way. We're not set up that way. We're a traveling ministry. It's only two of us that travel. And all we do is go around. So I don't have the time to call everybody back. If I could call everybody back, I would. But it's impossible. It's impossible. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. I love you guys, but I can't talk to everybody. It's absolutely impossible. So I just want you to hear my heart. This is Todd, and I am trying to just get this across because I love you, but the needs are so overwhelming. And I wish that I could be everywhere at once. And if God would teach me, you know, if I could grow in a revelation of translation, I promise you that if I could be translated to everybody's house and pray for everybody, I promise you that I would do it, because I could blink and be back in a second. I haven't grown to that place yet or understand that fully, but I know it's possible. So I just wanted to tell you that we love you. We love you so much. We can't be there to call or to talk to everybody individually. And it's not because I don't love you. It's because our lives are consumed with what we do. But it's impossible for me to be everywhere at once. It's impossible for Dan to be everywhere at once. I just wanted you to hear my heart, because a lot of you are calling to try to talk to me, and I can't talk to you. because it's impossible for me to do it. I have a wife, I have two kids, and if I were to spend all the time when I'm home, when I'm trying to be the father to my kids and the husband to my wife, I wouldn't be able to do those things. And I can't be a man of God and travel the road and then come back here to be with my family and not be with my family. One of the number one things that men and women of God in the past have done is they've slighted their family. So please don't think that you're not important, because you really are. And we love you here at Neck Ministries. It's just impossible for me to be everywhere at once. So please accept that, because we love you so much. And we don't have people by the phone 24/7. It's not your normal type of ministry. But we love you. And I just wanted to end with this. All sickness comes from the devil. We don't have any sickness. It can be named all kinds of different things. It might have came into your life through a certain lifestyle. Doctors give names to everything. And I understand that, because they have to have a different name for it. But I want to tell you that John 10:10 is what we live by. We live by the fact that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life, and that we may have it more abundantly. If I were to put into one hand stealing, killing, and destroying, and the other hand life and life more abundantly, obviously sickness and disease wouldn't be in life and life more abundantly. It would be in stealing, killing, and destroying. So every time we pray, and this goes for you too when you pray, you come against this thing, because Jesus was a man anointed by God. Anointed by God, it's Acts 10:38. He went about doing good and healed all who were oppressed by the devil. Jesus couldn't heal people if God put stuff on people. He only came down to do the will of the Father. So if you're sick, or if you've got disease in your body, we have specific prayers. But know it all comes from the same place, hell itself. So when we pray from that perspective, on earth as it is in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. It's God's will for his kingdom to come here as well as it is there. We love you guys. We thank you so much. Please download the teachings. All of them are free. We don't want anything from you. We love you. Take the teachings. Download them. Listen to them. If you know people in your life that have the prayer needs that we have on here, as far as the different things, because there's a list of things that you can go to get prayer. Listen to it over and over and over. And the reason why I say that is because sometimes when we pray for things, we change our prayer. We try to pray a better prayer. We try to pray a different prayer. We try to come up with another way of hitting it. Don't come up with another way of hitting. Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will speak to this mountain and the mountain will move. He didn't say, if you have a million different prayers about the mountain. What we're doing is, when we pray, it's actually a command, where we're commanding something to leave. We speak to the mountain and the mountain moves. We're not praying to it. Satan didn't ask to afflict people, so we don't ask him to leave. We command it to leave, because Jesus is Lord. Thanks so much for listening. We love you guys, and I look forward to maybe seeing you sometime in my travels. But please understand, I can't call everybody back. It's impossible. I love you. Bless you. Have a great day.